This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
As long as we're on healthcare, there are two sides to the ill-fated rollout of the Affordable Care Act. The big one, the one we've all been talking about, is the front end, the website. The bigger one, quite possibly, is the back end, the plumbing of actually making sure that people and their policies get matched up at insurance companies and at doctors' offices. Robert Leshefsky is the president of Health Policy Strategy and Associates. That's a healthcare consulting firm in Washington. Mr. Leshefsky, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I wonder what happens once this website gets fixed. Is everything miraculously done then?
Here's what I'm worried about. There are two parts to this website. It's really not the website. It's the whole computer system for the Obamacare rollout. And there are two parts to it. There's sort of the front door, which is the portal that people sign up through. That's what consumers are seeing. That's what the public is seeing.
This is healthcare.gov, right?
That's right.
Yep.
And then there's the back door, which really isn't healthcare.gov. It's the rest of the computer systems. It's what happens when someone signs up. The federal government has to send that enrollment to the insurance companies, so they're obviously enrolled, who they are, which plan they took, how much premium the feds are paying, how much premium they're paying, all the essential personal information. That part is having just as much trouble as the front end is. It's riddled with errors. Errors can range from 10% of the people to 50% of the people.
Is it possible that I could think that I have successfully enrolled in healthcare.gov, get to my doctor's office, and have them say, I'm sorry, who are you?
Yes, that's very possible. I had one insurance company CEO on the exchanges say to me recently, I just hope I know of all the people who think they've signed up for my plan. I don't want to scare people here. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to understand that so few enrollments are coming through now that the insurance companies are pretty much able to clean it up and straighten it out. It can take a few days to do. But sort of the good news, bad news. Bad news is only a few enrollments are coming through to each insurance company a day, 10, 15, 20 enrollments. The good news is that's so few that they can actually spend the time cleaning them up and getting them right.
Yeah.
The risk here is if the government opens up the front door before the back door is fixed, and now thousands of enrollments start coming in every day, some significant percentage are bad, they're not going to be able to handle it.
It does sort of sound like you're saying if you think healthcare.gov is messed up now, wait till it gets fixed.
If the front end gets fixed and the back end doesn't fix, oh my goodness, it's going to be terrible. But the Obama administration, I think, understands this very well. The people that are working to fix it understand it. I can't believe they would open the front door without the back door being fixed.
But then again, you'd have thought that they'd have had this thing figured out before they opened it up, right?
There we are.
Yeah. What if I am Dr. Smith, a general practitioner in Des Moines, Iowa? What am I seeing out of this whole mess?
Well, what you're hopefully going to see are more people coming into your doctor's office. The doctor's going to see more people coming in with insurance cards, whether they're Medicaid cards or private insurance cards, and they're going to get their health care paid for in a rational way, as opposed to being unreimbursed care and not being able to afford to pay. What the doctor's going to worry about in this whole administrative mess is whether or not his records are right, because he doesn't want to turn people down. If somebody comes in and thinks they're covered and he hasn't got them on the records, he's probably going to want to collect in advance.
One more question before I let you go, Mr. Leshefsky. It's a little bit sideways, but the president yesterday apologized to Chuck Todd of NBC News. He said he's sorry. He said he is going to start looking at ways to make it better for people. One of the things that has apparently been floated is increasing some of the subsidies that people get to cover the costs of the Affordable Care Act. Is it possible to do that without reopening the whole law and thus the can of worms?
Well, I didn't think he could waive the employer mandate without doing it legislatively. So I don't know what they have in mind and from a regulatory standpoint, but increasing the subsidies is spending more money, and the Congress controls the purse strings. So I don't know how they can do that.
Robert Leshefsky is the president of Health Policy and Strategy Associates. It's a healthcare consulting firm in Washington, D.C. Mr. Leshefsky, thanks very much for your time, sir.